Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with State Senator Julian Garrett about potential changes to Iowa Medicaid.
You also mentioned a change in Medicaid here in the state of Iowa, something that you're working on, obviously, in the beginning stages. Just kind of let people know what you're working on there.
Yes. I am concerned that everything I read says that the cost of Medicaid, both here in Iowa and nationally, is likely to increase beyond what our increase in our incomes may be, and making it unsustainable for the long run. And I've been thinking and trying to figure out what we might be able to do about that, and I'm working on a plan to use what we call direct primary care for Medicaid participants. I floor managed a bill here in the legislature to do that for private parties. Now, it's voluntary, but we have a law here in Iowa that allows doctors to have a direct contract with their patients where the patients pay so much a month, let's just say $100 a month, and they get their basic medical needs met for that $100 a month. The doctor saves a tremendous amount of money because they don't have insurance involved and they don't have government regulations and so on involved. So there's a lot of paperwork that they don't have to do, which saves them a huge amount of money. It's just the average person, and I was very surprised to find out how much cost it is for doctors and medical clinics and so on to do the paperwork that's required. So we've got that set up for people that want to in the private sector. Now, if you've got insurance through your work, you're probably not going to be interested in that. But if you're, say, a farmer or small business person who doesn't have insurance at a workplace, it may be of interest. Now, what I'm trying to do, and it's much more difficult, is to implement that same principle for Medicaid people. And the point of it would be you would be able to lower the cost because you would not have the paperwork again and the red tape that you have under the current system. The trickiest part of it with the Medicaid situation is this only covers your basic health care need, your common ordinary thing. You know, you break your arm or you get the flu or whatever, just those kinds of things that are spelled out in the contract. But it doesn't cover the more serious things. If you need heart surgery or have cancer or something like that. So the difficult part in the Medicaid situation is how you do both of those, and we're, as I said, working on that. I hope we can come up with a way to do that, and I think what we'll do if we come up with a plan will be to have a pilot program and to try it out in a place or two and just see how it works. But I am very hopeful that we can come up with a way to implement those principles and save the taxpayers some money.
Once again, that was State Senator Julian Garrett discussing potential changes to Iowa Medicaid. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Indianola.